On this show, we've been asking filmmakers about the movies they never get tired of watching, including this one from one of the stars of the TV show, The Good Wife.
When I see lips waiting to be kissed.
I'm Alan Cumming, I'm an actor, and the movie that I would watch a million times is Waiting for Guffman. It's written by Christopher Guest and Eugene Levy, it's directed by Christopher Guest, and it stars a cornucopia of genius actors. It's about a little town in Missouri, except you say Missouri, called Blaine.
There's an old saying in Missouri that if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. In Blaine, I honestly believe, with hard work, we can get that down to 3 or 4 minutes.
And they are having their 150th anniversary. That's a I can't even say it.
Here in our sesquicentennial year, we've got a lot to talk about.
And to celebrate, they decide to put on a show about the history of Blaine. Recently moved back from his heyday in New York to Blaine is a character called Corky St. Clair, who has revitalized the town's amateur dramatic world.
My production on the stage of Backdraft was what really got them excited.
And he takes on the responsibility of producing the show, which will be the showcase of their celebrations.
By the fool, in the stool, by the fire.
At one point, Corky sends out some letters to various people and producers and things, and a kind of a foundation in New York writes back and says they're going to send one of the representatives.
The Oppenheimer Organization is delighted to inform you that it will be sending a representative, Mr. Mort Guffman.
That letter is misinterpreted by Corky and the members of the cast of the show that they will be going to Broadway.
What it means is we may be going to Broadway.
And so
great news.
And then, of course, the title refers to the fact that Mr. Guffman doesn't turn up.
Snowstorm in New York. All flights cancelled. Mort Guffman.
You absolutely feel for Corky and for these other characters. You think they really do believe they're going to Broadway, and the shock of realizing that's not going to happen is so awful for them, and you completely are there with them, even though you know they're insane to believe it.
Well, we've been coming here for many, many years.
The two sort of musical theatre stars of the town are played by Fred Willard and Catherine O'Hara. Hilarious and brilliant performers. And there's a scene when they go to dinner with the newbie to the group, played by Eugene Levy, who's the dentist, and his wife, and they go to this Chinese restaurant, and hilarity ensues. That's all I can say.
Any kind of food in Blaine, you know, you get Chinese here, and no need.
We're
to
talking about Miami now, dear.
Like there are Chinese people in Miami.
What does that have to do? Of course, there are Chinese people in Miami.
We're talking about China.
Well, I'm talking about
the
China.
People in this film. I have gushed to in a really like a fan crazy way, in the way that people do it to me, and I kind of think, imagine behaving like that, and I do it. I've done it to them. I did it to Eugene Levy. I did it to Fred Willard. I've never met Christopher Guest. I don't know if I could handle it.
That's the Scottish actor Alan Cumming talking about the movie that he could watch a million times, Christopher Guest's Waiting for Guffman. Cumming's new film, Any Day Now, is currently in theaters.